calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yes, there was a charge on my credit card for $56.95 on February 10th. And then another one. It was on March 13th.
Well, let me check that for you. Can I have your zip code?
75417.
Okay, and your name again?
Shirley Hamlin.
Okay, thank you for that. Can you please give me your shipping address?
448 Mount Pleasant Road, apartment 14. But go to Texas.
All right, thanks for that. Okay, ma'am. I can see that on the 7th of February, you ordered the dash cam welcoming gift, which was $7.45 for the shipping and handling. And that was a free...
I ordered what?
The dash cam welcoming gift, which was $7.95 for the shipping and handling.
Okay.
And that was a free welcoming gift because of the membership that you got to the gadget store. It's a store that has different factory prices of products instead of retail prices. But in order to have access to those discounts, you have to pay a fee, ma'am. That's what you got billed, $56.95.
Oh, I don't want that.
Well, I can see that you already called.
Yeah, that was one. I also found one on February 10th. I didn't know I'd been charged twice for it.
It's the same one, ma'am. So it's already been canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, can I get more of that money back?
I can see that you accepted the 50% back.
That was on the March one. I didn't know I had one on February too.
Ma'am, it's gonna just give it a couple of days. You're gonna receive that back for the charges that were made.
What?
You already talked to someone, ma'am, didn't you?
Yeah, that was for the March one. I'm talking about the February one.
I'm telling you that the money back is going to be for all of the charges that would apply to you.
So I'll get money back from both February and March?
Yes, you should, but just give it a couple of days because it takes up to 3 business days to take the money back. All right?
All right.
Well, thank you for calling customer service.